SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Lowe's early Black Friday deals are going fast. Don't miss up to 50% off select major appliances. Plus, up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. And with Christmas around the corner, you're going to need more string lights, right? Save $4 on GE LED 100 count string lights, now just $5.98. Lowe's, we help. You save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Growing up, when I was going through puberty and discovering that I was gay, I remember staring at the ceiling for hours on end, you know, until 2 a.m, thinking, you know, God, how could you do this to me? How could, you know, feeling loving God and at the same time thinking, how could you do this to me, kind of thing, you know.
Amen.
This was Jared Ryan Davis, a Jewish gay man who created a community for LGBTQI plus Jews called Jumos. As part of the Loneliness series, we went to a unique Shabbat dinner facilitated for this community to see how people who hold two distinct identities in Australia find a place where they can truly feel they belong. LGBTQI plus Jews carry two identities that sometimes clash, two identities that even on their own can at times feel lonely.
What strikes me most about the story are the first words that Abraham says when he approaches the children of Chet to see about that burial site. He says, I am a stranger and a resident among you. Ger v'toshav. When I read those words, I feel like it's describing my life.
This is Joshua Finn. A key part of Jumos Shabbat dinner tradition is sharing personal stories, and he was invited to share his own.
Growing up in Australia, I've always felt like a bit of a resident and a stranger. I'm Australian, I love Australia, but in some ways I'm different from other Australians. In the Jewish community too, I felt the same growing up as I struggled to accept myself, my sexuality, figure out what my place was in the community, if I even had one. I was a member of multiple communities, but at the same time, separate from all of them, different. A resident and stranger in Australia, a resident and stranger among my people, and worst of all, a resident and stranger to myself. Always outside, looking in.
It was very lonely and sometimes confusing. I always had this sense of being naughty or bad, and not knowing how to fix that because I was just being me and that was bad.
This is Dasi Hirschberg. She also shared her story that night. She told us about growing up as a child in an ultra-Orthodox community.
As a child, I hadn't yet discovered who I was. I definitely discovered who I was not. And I found that I was not what was scripted for me at birth. I did not fit into the constructs of the expected ways of being a good Jewish girl.
Dasi says that not knowing or seeing anyone acting like her deeply affected her.
I was very active. I was very interested in a lot of things that I shouldn't have been interested in, like playing cricket and riding bicycles. And there wasn't anyone else in my family or in the community that acted in that way, the way I acted. So it was seen as an embarrassment, and it was very much shown to me that, you know, that was not okay to be that way.
Her journey began when she left the ultra-Orthodox community.
It started off with Pathways Melbourne, which is an organisation that helps, supports people that are questioning or transitioning from ultra-Orthodox Judaism into the wider community. And that was actually my introduction back into a different way of being Jewish, because you know, I had my ultra-Orthodox upbringing, and then pretty much didn't feel comfortable with anything Jewish.
And Dasi wasn't the only one who moved away from the Jewish life for a period. Jared explains.
For a long time, it felt like you were living between two worlds, that you had to be two half people, depending on the context that you were in. And many people found their solution by, unfortunately, pushing away from Judaism and finding safety and comfort in the queer community.
Long story short, I grew up, I found love and acceptance in the rainbow community, and I moved on with my life. But in the last 2 years, I started having those same feelings again. I felt like a resident and a stranger in my country again. Even in the rainbow community, where I first learned to feel safe, I felt like a stranger and a resident then too.
That was Joshua again, talking about how LGBTQI+ Jews felt pushed out by parts of the rainbow community after October 7th. A few months ago, we shared on SBS Hebrew a story on how LGBTQI+ Israelis also felt rejected by the international rainbow community, a community that once was their sanctuary. Jared says that for him, it was a call for action.
We've seen that those very same people who found their safe space in the queer community have now been rejected from those spaces. And there's a real desire, even from people who have struggled with their Judaism for a long time, to find a happy medium, a little corner of Judaism that they can carve out to feel safe. And that was the inspiration behind this organization.
The organization supports Jews that identify as LGBTQI+. Jumas hosts talks, film nights and community events, and Shabbat dinners with the Progressive Jewish Congregation and Synagogue, Temple Beth Israel, or in short, TBI.
This is my first time. Came here by myself tonight. Heard about it through a friend of my sister.
This is Benji Diskin, participating for the first time.
It's a great place to be able to connect with other people, to understand the different stories that people of different backgrounds can share, and having that sense of connection with people that you wouldn't have otherwise met.
There are also those who come often, like Kim Gottlieb, who is a regular at TBI.
I come here quite a bit. I'm only live a block away. Because I'm gay, the progressive narrative is closer to my something or another. But especially tonight, I came because it was the Rainbow Shabbat, a little bit of an inspiration between Jumos and TBI that they want to make LGBTIQA+ rainbow people welcome in this community. And it's very well supported, so there's definitely a need. And the wheels turn slowly from the mainstream community, but the fact that this is happening and the conversations continue means that progress is happening.
For Dasi, it seems like she has reached a turning point in her journey.
In my wildest dreams, I didn't think there would be a community of LGBTQIA+ people and Jews. It just I didn't even think that there'd be a community like that. And I still kind of I pinch myself sometimes. I think, wow, there's so many of us, really. And it's very lovely. It's very heartwarming. When you feel so lonely and alone for so long, and then you find this group of accepting, welcoming, caring, loving, nurturing people, you can breathe. You can go, oh, you don't realize that you've been holding your breath for so long, and you're like, wow.
The stories shared that evening carried pain, loneliness, at a time suffering, but they were also filled with courage and hope, like in Joshua's story.
I met up with an old school friend of mine from Perth who recently moved back to Jerusalem, a straight guy who went to yeshiva straight after school, got married, had lots of children. It was the first time we'd met since I finished high school and came out. And as we talked, I was struck by his fears of being outed as a Jew. I could relate, but not in quite the same way, because for him, it was a new experience he was trying to figure out, whereas for me, it felt kind of familiar. I'd been through it before. Now, Brad has to figure out how to deal with this new fear, but I've already learned how. I've been in the closet. I'm not going back in. I certainly won't be bullied back in there by people who should know better.
Jared adds,
Jews are having to come out of the closet in much the same way that us gays or queer people in general have done in their youth, and the resilience that they've had to forge of themselves in isolation. All of that to say, you never know what you put out into the world, and I'm so grateful that people have shown up time and again to share these beautiful moments, to share their stories, to feel safe enough to do so. You know, I'm just the guy that brings people together, but it's really them who are the inspiration.
Recently, this community lost one of its members. They chose to conclude the service with his words, carried by a close friend, Lily Teichman.
Tonight, in Gary's honor, we offer the same words he spoke to us, words that held us then and which hold us still. You are holy. You are whole. You are welcome, not in spite of who you are, but because of it. May this Shabbat carry you forward in peace. May your pride always be sacred. And may you never forget you are not alone. Shabbat Shalom.
We'd like to thank Temple Beth Israel for the music you've heard here that was part of their Shabbat service. If you have a story about loneliness you'd like to share with us, please message us on Facebook. I'm Dekel Nevo Eisenberg, and you're listening to SBS Hebrew.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.
Lowe's early Black Friday deals are going fast. Don't miss up to 50% off select major appliances. Plus, up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. And with Christmas around the corner, you're going to need more string lights, right? Save $4 on GE LED 100-count string lights, now just $5.98. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.